Welcome back. Today we're going to do something that sits right at the heart of that 90s rolling jungle feeling, but we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices and a modern workflow. The mission is simple to say, but it's got a lot of craft inside it. We're going to build an old-school style respace patch, then sequence it so it actually swings with jungle drums, not kinda shuffled, proper pocket. And we'll leave space for ragga elements, like vocal chops, sirens, stabs, the whole sound system attitude. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to move like you already know your way around MIDI clips, routing, arrangement view, and basic synthesis. But I'll coach you through the decisions that make it feel authentic. Alright, let's set the room up first. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot to start. Set your grid to 16th notes, because old school jungle swing lives in the 16th HS. And go up to the view menu and open the groove pool. That groove pool step matters, because in this style, the drums and the bass are basically agreeing on a shared subdivision. If they disagree, you feel it immediately. You might not be able to describe it, but it'll feel stiff or messy. Now we build the Reese. Predate a new MIDI track and name it something obvious like Reese MID. Load Wave Eatable. Wave Eatable is great for this because we can get that detuned, hollow aggression, but still keep control. Start with oscillator 1. Pick basic shapes and choose a saw. Set unison to around 2 to 4 voices. Keep it modest, because too much unison turns into wide blur, and jungle wants weight and intention. Detune around 10 to 18%. Oscillator 2. Also a saw, or a slightly different sawish table. Detune it a little differently than osc 1. So if osc 1 is 12%, make osc 2 like 14%. That small mismatch is part of the grease. For octave, you can keep it the same for that classic mid grease, or try dropping osc 2 by 12 semitones if you want more weight. We'll manage sub properly in a second, so don't panic about it yet. Turn the sub on. Sine wave. Keep the level low to moderate. You're not trying to add sub like a separate 808. You're trying to give the sound a stable floor that will later become its own controlled layer. Now filter. Set it to LP24. Start cutoff around 350 Hz and keep resonance low, like under 10%. If the sound feels too polite, add a little filter drive, maybe 2 to 6. But be careful. If you overdrive the filter too early, you lose that clean separation we're about to build. Amp envelope, fast attack, basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain around 0.6 to 0.8. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. We want it to speak quickly and stop cleanly when we tell it to stop, because later we're going to make holes for snares and ragga calls. Now the classic Reese talk. Go to the filter envelope and keep it subtle. Attack at 0. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 150 milliseconds, and keep the amount low enough that it's motion, not wobble. If it starts sounding like a modern bass mod patch, pull it back. Old school movement is more like breathing than dancing. At this point, play a low note, like F1 or G1. You should hear that familiar dirty, hollow detune, with a little chew as the filter settles. That's our foundation. Now we give it old school movement. After wave eatable, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.45 Hz. Depth or amount in the 10 to 25% range. Mix around 10 to 20%. Keep telling yourself, subtle. We're not making a supersaw. We're giving it a slight swirl like it's coming off hardware and tape and old mixers. Optional, but very authentic. Add phaser flanger after that. Set it to phaser mode. Rate really slow, like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Feedback low, mix 5 to 12%. If you can clearly hear the phaser effect as an effect, it's too much. You want to miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's on. Now, a big step. We're going to stop thinking one bass track and start thinking like jungle engineers think. Sub is constant, mid is conversational. Select the instrument and effects and group them into an instrument rack. Command or Control G. Inside the rack, make two chains. Name one SUB and one MID. On the SUB chain, put an EQ8 at the end. Low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. The goal is brutal. Remove everything above that range so the sub is pure and predictable. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on. Set width to 0. We want mono sub. Always. Clubs, cars, phones, big systems, whatever, the sub has to be stable. On the MID chain, do the opposite. EQ8 with a high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Now your mid is free from low-end responsibility. Add saturator. drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. Then optionally add glue compressor with a moderate attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not crushing it, you're holding it together. Now play the sound again. You should hear a reese that feels bigger, but also cleaner. This is the secret to getting huge without turning your low end into soup. Cool. Now we build the pocket it's going to sit in. The drums. Make a new MIDI track called Drums. Load a drum rack. Pick a short punchy kick, a crispy snare with some body around 200 Hz and some snap around 5K, some closed hats or rides, and optionally a shaker or a ghost snare sound. Program a classic scaffold over 2 bars, snare on beats 2 and 4, kick on beat 1. Then add a second kick just before beat 3 for drive. Don't overthink it yet. We're not doing the full break science in this lesson. We're building a reliable framework that will make the bass choices obvious. Now the jungle swing. In the groove pool, drag in a groove like swing 16-57 or swing 16-62. If you're not sure, start with 16-57 for a classic feel, and go heavier if you want it more skanky. Apply that groove to your hats and shakers strongly. Apply it to ghost notes moderately. And here's the part a lot of people skip. Apply it lightly to the reese too. Bass swing matters. In the groove pool settings, keep bass at 1/16. Timing somewhere like 30 to 60 for hats. Velocity 10 to 25. Random 5 to 15. For the reese, we'll go much lighter, but we'll get there after the notes are written. One warning. Don't overswing the main snare. The snare is your anchor. If you swing it too much, the groove collapses into slop. Hats and ghost notes carry the shuffle. The snare tells the listener where 2 and 4 are. Protect that. Now the main event. Sequencing the reese so it rolls. Choose a key. F minor and G minor are basically classic D&B territory. We'll use F minor as an example. Keep your reese notes around F1 to F2. That's the range where it feels heavy but still speaks. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the reese track. Use the 16th grid. And start with this pattern as a template. Bar 1. Put F1 right on the downbeat, 1.1.1. Make it a solid length, maybe an eighth note or even a quarter depending on the vibe. Next, put another F1 at 1.2.3, shorter, somewhere between a 16th and an eighth. Then AB1 on 1.3.1, short. Then F1 again at 1.3.4. Very short, like a pickup. Bar 2, F1 at 2.1.1. Then AB1 at 2.2.3. Then F1 at 2.3.1. Then C2 at 2.3.3, a brighter push note. Then F1 at 2.4.4, short pickup leading back into the loop. Play it with the drums. You should feel the anchors on the downbeats, plus the offbeat pushes that give forward motion. And those tiny pickups are where the jungle lives. It's not about complexity, it's about intention. Now add skank using note length and accents. Shorten a few offbeat notes to 16 THs so they jab and get out of the way. Keep your main anchors longer, like eighths to quarters, so the bass feels like it's holding the room down. Then use velocity as rhythm. Anchors around 90 to 110. Pickups around 55 to 80. And here's a really important teacher note. Velocity isn't just loudness if you design it that way. In Wavetable's modulation matrix, map velocity to filter cutoff, subtly. Just a small range. Now when you accent a note, it also bites a little more. That's how you get expression without adding more notes. Now apply groove to the bass slightly. Timing 10 to 25. Random 0 to 8. We're not trying to make the bass drunk. We're making it lean. Next level pocket trick. Micro timing. Not swing. Micro timing. After your groove is applied, zoom in. Pick 2 key reese notes, usually ones that happen near the snare. Nudge them by a few milliseconds, like plus or minus 5 to 12 ms. In live, you can alt drag for fine movement or use the note position fields in clip view. A classic jungle move is letting the bass arrive slightly after the snare crack on a key moment, so the snare reads clean and loud. If the bass and snare hit at the exact same instant with lots of low mid energy, your snare loses definition. So you're basically making space in time, not just in EQ. Now ragga elements. The fastest way to make this feel ragga without turning it into a mess is space and call and response. Go back to your bass clip and make a hole. Literally remove or shorten a note right before the snare or right after. Leave a little gap around beats 2 and 4. Because in ragga D&B, the vocal and the snare are like the front person. The bass is the muscle behind them, not a blanket over them. Then add one simple ragga energy hit. Create a new track for a siren or stab. Use operator if you like. A sign or square. Simple envelope. Maybe at a pitch bend if you want. Add echo set to eighth dotted or quarter time. Feedback 25-45%. Add reverb with decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds and low cut around 250 to 500 hc so you're not washing out the low mids. Drop that siren or stab once every 4 or 8 bars. That's enough. If you do it every bar, it stops being special and starts beating clutter. Now let's make the bass sit in the mix quickly, but properly. After the rack on the Reese track, at EQ 8, if it's muddy, dip a bit around 200 to 350 hc. If it's harsh, tip around 2 to 4k hc. Go small. Jungle sound design is often about small, correct moves rather than huge modern scoops. Then sidechain compression. Put Ableton's compressor on the Reese track. Enable sidechain. Feed it from your kick, or from a separate ghost trigger track if you like being precise. Ratio between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack 0.5 to 5 ms. Release around 60 to 140 ms. Depending on the tempo and how much bounce you want. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the kick hits. And remember, sidechain isn't just to make it louder. It creates the inhale-exhale roll. That breathing is part of why jungle feels like it's moving even when the pattern is simple. Quick coaching check. Turn your monitoring volume down, like, quieter than you want. If the groove still feels like it's rolling when it's quiet, you're winning. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, it usually means your low mids are smeared, or your rhythm is too busy, or both. Now let's do a basic arrangement so this isn't just a loop.